The church is a community not dedicated to self-help or self-empowerment. It is an assembly dedicated to praising Jesus of Nazareth. Our entire life is centered in Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, the Son of the Father, God in the flesh for our salvation. To help us maintain that center, the Lutheran Church is a liturgical church that follows the liturgical church year. That liturgical church year allows us to replay and retrace the life of our Lord every year. This week is the first week in Advent, the season that helps us to look forward to the coming of our King. Our text comes from the gospel lesson appointed for today, Mark chapter 11. It is the account of Jesus riding on a colt into Jerusalem, especially these words. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Americans need a king. We don't like to think we need a king. Americans tend to value our individual autonomy and our right to self-determination. We celebrate our independence from the King of England. But from heaven's perspective, we all need a king, a good king. Without a king, left to ourselves, all we like sheep have gone astray, everyone turns to his own way. Without a king left to ourselves, we grope in the darkness. We get lost. Without a king left to ourselves, we invent ever more sophisticated ways to oppose our Creator and to harm our neighbor and to make war with each other. We need a good king who will gather us together and rule over us. And the good news of our text is that the Creator has provided us with just such a king. Join those crowds in Jerusalem this Advent season in 30 AD and acclaim Jesus of Nazareth. Hosanna, blessed is he, Jesus, who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our Father. Hosanna in the highest. Now history has seen many self-appointed messiahs and many messiah wannabes. Some of them turned out to be rather harmless crackpots. Some of them turned out to be murderous, tyrannical crackpots who slaughtered millions of people. But they were all fake. We need a genuine, authentic messianic king, one whom the Creator himself anoints and appoints. We cannot select him ourselves. We cannot appoint him ourselves. And the good news this Advent season is that the Creator has done just that. He has given you a messianic king. Only his messianic king is not an American, is not European, is not African, is not Asian, is not Hispanic. His messianic king is this Jewish messianic king, the King of the Jews, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of David, as Bartimaeus testified right before our text. Jesus of Nazareth is the one whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit and appointed to be the King of Israel. He is the Son of David and yet David's Lord. And this King of the Jews is God's messianic king for the world. And he is God's messianic king for you. So join those crowds and acclaim him. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. What kind of messianic king is this Jesus of Nazareth? Well, right before our text, the Son of David healed Bartimaeus. And immediately blind Bartimaeus. And immediately Bartimaeus then followed him on the way. This is the king to follow. The one who opens the eyes of the blind. Follow him and acclaim him, Hosanna. This is the messianic king who entered into Jerusalem in order to die. See how willingly he enters into Jerusalem and how willingly he submits to the authorities of the land in order to die. See how he was crucified as the King of the Jews. See how willingly he shed his blood in order to establish the new covenant that brings all nations into fellowship with his Father, the new covenant that brings you into fellowship with his Father. See how this Messianic King is unlike the pretend Messianic kings, how he does not come in order to exercise his own selfish will to power, but how he comes not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. See how this Messianic King did just that and bought you with the price of his own blood and made you his own and freed you from your sins and from your selfish will to power, that you might belong to him and live under him in his kingdom. This is the one who brought God's promised rule through David to fulfillment, the promised Davidic rule that will endure forever and bring blessing not only to Jerusalem, but to all nations. Acclaim him as your Messianic King and join the crowds and shout, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming of the King of Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." This is the Messianic King whom God vindicated by raising from the dead and made Lord over all, King of kings and Lord of lords. The stone rejected by the builders has become the chief cornerstone. This is the anointed King who is all for you no matter what, and who once again today, through these words, gives you the gifts of his new covenant, the forgiveness of sins and fellowship with his Father. Follow him, for he will rule over you in righteousness and mercy. He will lead you in God's good paths. This is the Messianic King who comes to you every Sunday through his body and blood. Acclaim him with the words of Psalm 118, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus of Nazareth is the Messianic King who will come again in glory, in the glory of his Father. Watch and wait for him. Then you will enter into the joyous consummation of his kingly rule that will endure forever. When he comes in glory again, may you join together and acclaim him with words that are appropriate for the Messianic King. "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." Amen.